United Nations Security Council members are looking for ways to convince Russia to reconsider its decision to end a grain deal that allowed food to be sent to impoverished nations. At the UN,
this is really another act of cruelty.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says more than 300 million people in places like Africa, China, and the Middle East will suffer because Russia suspending the Black Sea Grain Initiative. It allowed safe passage of Ukrainian-grown grain supplies to be exported.
I deeply regret the decision by the Russian Federation.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who helped negotiate the Black Sea grain deal, says Russia's making a bad choice.
Hundreds of millions of people face hunger, and consumers are confronting a global cost of living crisis. And they will pay the price.
A Kremlin spokesman says Russia hasn't gotten what it was promised in the grain deal and that its exports are being hampered by restrictions. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat futures shot up about 3% on the news, but later settled back lower. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.